To another episode of Ultimate Key to Freedom. Questions, answers, shares, comments, whatever. Here we go. This is from Joyce. Joyce has completed video 5 on day 4, so pretty much through the Ultimate Freedom teachings. Here we go. Hi, Robert. Great stuff. Much gratitude being expressed here. Question 1. While Joyce is totally engaged and enjoying the Ultimate Freedom teachings, my character seems to be aware that much of it is not new, mind-blowing, or making the Joyce character uncomfortable in any way. Mostly, the teaching resonates deeply, but without any aha moments. There are, however, extended periods of, for lack of better term, deja vu, quote-unquote, feelings, and some further brief periods of short movies of past experiences running through the mind machine, with reference points to memories with and without music. Could this indicate something my character needs to do differently or is currently on a precipice about from your experience? And did the DMT experience happen prior to awakening and ultimate freedom and living it or after, and did it make a significant difference in the Robert character's awakening? Okay, there's some other questions, but I'm going to stop there. I'm sorry, Joyce, I'm not understanding exactly what you're saying here. What's coming through, what's appearing in inner space that I'm going to narrate, and where it goes, is to my bias, and there are can be many exceptions, but to my bias, when someone has gone as much through the teachings as you have and comes back and says, you know something, there really isn't much new here. I already knew all of this. You didn't say that, but some people do. My bias is that that's not true. And that the mind machine is buzzing and worrying. It's recognizing something that's in its database that's similar, but isn't the same exact thing, and is ignoring the significant differences. And it's pretty much running around at the idea and concept level with the mind machine kind of having some wiggle room. If it's close to something that's in my database, then it's the same thing. Now, there definitely are elements of the teachings that I can trace to other things that are out there, but to me, there are definitely elements that are in it that are brand new, that are mind-blowing. Whether it's uncomfortable or not, you know, that's a different thing, and that's a story. So what I'm getting here, and I could be wrong, is this comment is coming from the mind machine that's doing a buzz whir, and again, comparing it, and if something similar, it's coming out and saying it's the same. Or it hasn't fully integrated or absorbed some of the stuff, including all the things from Michael Haig about stories and a bunch of other things. And so my bias is this is just a buzzword output of the mind machine. It's something that you're experiencing now from it being evaluated at the idea, concept, and intellectual level. And when a lot of this kind of stuff drops down to experience, my bias is, what I feel like saying is, the experience of it will be very, very different. I'm not totally following some of these other things you're saying. Short movies of past experiences with and without music. Does this indicate you need to do something differently? That's an old mind machine program too. There's nothing that Joyce is doing. There's nothing that Joyce can do. The only thing that can happen here is that true creative essence can do some things. It can shape itself into some things in inner space and story space, and quote unquote Joyce, as true creative essence, total immersion, reading the story, can become aware of it. But there definitely is not that you need to do something differently or you're on a precipice, but unless you define precipice is what I'm talking about. What I'm feeling here is this is a purely idea and concept evaluation in comparison, as I said, to things that are in the database. It's not an experiential thing at all. You're still new to this. And so let's see how the drops in the pond continue to ripple out as you continue to go through it, perhaps as you go through the archive of questions and answers, if you choose to do that, and we'll see where it all goes. So if there's something in your question that I did not address, then please come on back and I'll let you know. Question 2, is there a quote-unquote editor and how might it manifest in a story? I'm not quite sure what you mean by editor. Again, Joyce, so I can't really address that. When I look at editor, I look at it in one of two ways. I look at it as either an editor of a book, and that's somebody who takes a look at the writing and corrects typos and eliminates extra words and tightens up and smooths out, theoretically anyway, the text in a book, or a video editor is somebody that takes a lot of raw video footage and cuts it and shapes it and reorders it in order to create a story. So unless you mean something else, then all of that to me is done by True Creative Essence, how it chooses to shape itself into what's happening. But there's not like a guide or a teacher or an angel or an other aspect of the Joyce consciousness, like it's very often talked about in metaphysics, that's editing True Creative Essence's story. Again, to me, that's a purely analytical overlay here. There's in the mind machine a concept of editor, and this is about stories. And so the mind machine's buzzing and worrying and saying, oh, well, usually when there's a story, there's an editor. So is there an editor here? And again, it's just ideas and concepts, but it isn't showing a real integration, a real hearing, I would say, a real awareness of the true, I'll call it profoundness. Let's just call it, words are tough here, of what is in these teachings to my bias. If there's something else that you mean by editor, again, come on back and we'll continue the dialogue. Question three. If Joyce appears to have strong intuition, which the mind machine has associated with being a catalyst to ultimate freedom in the Joyce story, can intuition as part of the story become a trusted source for awakening to ultimate freedom, similar to experiencing the truth virus? Again, I'm sorry, Joyce. I'm having difficulty understanding what you're getting at in a lot of these questions, so we may need to have an ongoing dialogue. But let me first say this. Intuition is a story. It's a word that's being used to try to describe something that's appearing in inner space. And intuition can appear as a thought, which could be a voice. It could be, there's another form of thought that I talk about when I give the Ultimate Freedom Teachings live now that I did not have, I didn't share, wasn't really, I was aware of it, but I didn't break it out as a separate thing. But I now call it, you'll see this in the archive of Q&A, that I now call it a thought ball. And what I mean is it's something that appears in inner space, and it's not a voice, and it's not words, and it's not a picture, and it's not a video. It's something that appears, and there's just information with it that you just kind of become aware of. But it's still just an appearance in inner space. So intuition is a word that's trying to describe an appearance in inner space. And what people call intuition can be some appearance of a thought bundled with a sensation, bundled with a feeling, all three of them combined. But it's a word that's trying to describe something that's appearing in inner space. And whether it's just a thought and a feeling, it's a thought, a feeling, and a sensation, however it appears, what you're calling intuition, it's still true creative essence shaping itself into pure raw experience of da-da-da-da, whatever it is, appearing in inner space. And then that gets observed, and it gets given a name, and sometimes it gets given a judgment, you know, like intuition is a good thing, and maybe it's information coming from somewhere other than intellect, which is a good thing, and so everything is raw material for a story. Everything that appears in inner space, everything that appears in story space, including intuition. In and of itself, intuition is not more special. It's not a shortcut. It's not more helpful. It's not more powerful, although lots of people would give stories about how intuition saved them from making a mistake and blah, blah, blah. But at the story level, it appears that way. If you go into the truth of it with a capital T, it's just true creative essence shaping itself into what's ever happening. What's ever appearing is intuition, the decision to follow it or not, and then something appearing to happen as a result, and then that being judged as good or bad, positive or negative or whatever. When you say, can intuition become a trusted source, what I'm hearing is, can Joyce, as an individual, learn, develop, decide, choose to start trusting this information? And again, there's a disconnect there because there isn't any Joyce that could do that or not do that, that could trust or not trust, that could rely or not rely. To my bias, that's the mind machine trying to create a rule, trying to create a shortcut for how to live in the future. And it's trying to come up with a new rule that says anytime da-da-da-da appears, I should listen to that and do that kind of a thing. And it's, again, it's the dance of ideas and concepts. It's the buzzword of the mind machine. But the reality is some in some stories, in inner spaces in some stories more than others. What's called intuition, but again, my invitation to you is forget the word. Look at what's actually appearing in inner space that the word is trying to describe. And generally for people, while it can vary, there tend to be patterns of how these things appear. So intuition appears, what we call intuition, appears in some stories, not other stories. In some stories, it's the same exact appearance, except somebody would say, I thought, I think, I feel, I understand, and it's really still the same thing. It's the same raw material appearing in inner space, but one person would call it intuition and somebody else would call it something else. The thought ball kind of an energy that I talked about, it appears in some stories, not in others. It's useful in some, it's not useful in others. Ultimately, my bias, my experience in the Robert story and in the story of so many other people that I'm aware of is that the names and the labels and the judgments and the supposed distinctions, this is intuition, this is not, this is the mind machine, this is not, this is this, this is that, this is that, this is this, lose its appeal, its importance, the need to break things into pieces and label the pieces differently and then come up with different strategies for what to do if it's this or what to do if it's that, go away, because it's all just appearances in inner space being called things. Stories being attached to them, names, judgments, other things, but it's really just a voice appeared in inner space and said da-da-da-da. Based on what I just said, a thought ball appeared in inner space and communicated this information. It's no different than if it's a voice. It's no different than if it's a picture. It's not better. It's not more evolved. It's not more trustworthy. It's all just raw material. And this is what I'm saying before about when all of this becomes really experiential versus idea, concept, understood, everything is quite different. The DMT experience happened as ultimate freedom was awakening. In the process of it, it wasn't fully awake. If I were to catalog the things that I've narrated in the Ultimate Freedom teachings that you're aware of through the videos and the other things that I've become aware of that I talk about in the live 5-day because they occurred later, some of it had been experienced before the DMT experience, some of it hadn't, but I would say that Ultimate Freedom was awakening when that happened, but was not fully awake. It did not make a significant difference in the Robert character's awakening. No, it could have. It could in another character's if that's the way the story was written. Just like anything can be significant for any character in a novel, in a movie, in a whatever, no matter whether it would have been significant to someone else. It was a cool experience. It helped me to get an idea in the way that I shared it of what True Creative Essence's experience of the human story is, and that was useful in a lot of ways, but in the greater scheme of things, I would say it was more just an amazing experience, but it wasn't particularly significant, although it could have been. I forgot to answer that, so sorry. I was looking at the questions again, and I noticed that, which is why I jumped back to it. So you said about intuition, similar to experiencing the truth virus. To me, the truth virus makes changes to the mind machine. And in general, although I gave an example as if the mind machine was, truth virus was talking to me, the truth virus doesn't appear in any way. It just does work behind the scenes. So if there's intuition, something's appearing in inner space that you're aware of. You're not aware of the truth virus doing its work or talking to you. I mean, I know I told a story at various points that sounded like that, but and there can be an exception. But in general, the work of the truth virus would be behind the scenes. It would be quiet and silent, so to speak. It doesn't actually take shape of something in inner space, whereas intuition does. Final question here. Does Robert continue to question, with a capital Q, the current awakening and teachings, as he must have in earlier teachings which moved him along to ultimate freedom? Again, Joyce, I'm sorry. What's appearing is I don't quite understand what you're getting at. So what I'm understanding here, the answer would be no. And again, when things are being evaluated at the idea and concept level, then they can be questioned. You can wonder about them. You can have doubts. You can have a lot of different things when it's the dance of ideas and concepts. When truth or anything, but when truth with a capital T is experienced, then no, nothing's questioned anymore because it's just you have the experience, you know what it is. Whether you could describe it in words or not, whether you could describe it accurately or not is a different thing, but there's no need to question anything because the experience addresses all of those kinds of questions. So the questions that I had, I narrated on day three when I talked about my story, when I was in the heat of the moment with all the craziness and ultimate freedom was not fully awake and everything was not experiential and I wondered if I was crazy and I wondered this and I wondered that. But I would say since ultimate freedom fully awakened in the Robert story, there isn't a questioning of the kinds of things that are part of the ultimate freedom teachings anymore because it's not an idea, it's not a concept, it's not a theory, it's not a philosophy. If you go back to, which I believe you're aware of, the Busting Loose Phase 2 teachings, some of those things were not experiential. Some of those things were metaphors. Some of those things were ideas and concepts. They were things taken from science and other things. And there was questioning of some of those things at various points because it wasn't fully experiential. But when enough cloud cover was knocked out and enough sun began to shine in and I began to bear with the eye, experience the sun, experience the truth, experience the things that are revealed in the Ultimate Freedom Teachings. No, there isn't a continuing to question the current awakening and teachings. No, because experience with a capital E of the truth with capital T's blows all of that out of the water. And if there's something else that you meant for any of this, but including that final question four, please let me know. Again, just to conclude here and understand, Joyce, I'm not being critical or judgmental. There's nothing wrong here. There's no problem. It all makes perfect sense. It's something that many, many people, so to speak, in many stories where this journey unfolds, happens. So much of what you expressed in your question is, again, buzzword, the mind machine that's evaluating all of these things at the idea and concept level. And there are certain things that happen when ideas and concepts are dancing. When the mind machine, when you go through the Ultimate Key to Happiness videos, if you do, there's a section in there on the stages that the truth virus tends to go through as it's doing its work. And there's a stage that's called the destabilization of the mind machine. You'll also hear some of that in the archive if you go through the Q&A coaching and support archive here, going back this year, 2015, at the time of this recording. And these kinds of things happen. The mind machine has been seriously messed with. Even though you don't feel like that's what's happening, there's a whole lot of new data that's been put into its database, and this is all metaphor. You can't take it too literally. But so it's trying to reorganize itself, and it's trying to dot I's and cross T's and cross index, and its files are being changed, and its algorithms are being changed, and it's trying to reconcile all the stuff that's in its database with the stuff that was just introduced, and it'll continue to be introduced, but it's all at the idea and concept level. And when it begins to become experiential and it drops down from there, everything changes, including the languaging, the way these things are narrated, the way questions are phrased, the kinds of things that are talked about. It all changes. And I went through the same sort of a stage of it being the dance of ideas and concepts and then dropping down to experience. And it's black and white, night and day. Completely different kinds of ideas and dynamics, and this is something odds are you'll recognize at some point when it begins to drop down, if that happens in your story. And again, nothing bad or wrong. You're not the slow student in the class or anything like that. This happens all the time. It happened in the Robert story. I'm just narrating what I'm seeing, and as always, I could be wrong. But the Robert character narrates what appears in inner space in response to these kinds of things. I have absolute certainty, lack of a better term, that it always is very supportive no matter what happens, even if from time to time technically there are some inaccuracies or whatever, difficult languaging, inaccuracies, misreading something, however you want to language it. Okay, cool.